I had to restart that on the podcast, so I guess I unplugged it. I'd like to welcome those that are watching on the Pulse WV Live Morning Afternoon Edition on podcast. Thank you for joining us. I was just talking about Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because God has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek, and he hath me to bind up the broken heart and proclaim liberty to the captives and open the prison to them that are bound. See, Christians are not supposed to be bound. Let me get back on subject here. We're not supposed to be bound. We're supposed to be free. God has set us free. Well, I'm human. Well, who said you were human? Yes, we have a human side, but also we have the Spirit of God inside of us. Now, did Jesus sin? No. So we are made in his image, but not only that, that because of the word Christian means to be Christ-like. So Jesus wants us totally out of the sin business. He said that he would make a way of escape of all temptation, and you can do it as well as me. I can do it. Okay, so Romans 8:11 says this. It says, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Now, there are several things there that we need to go over. The Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. You kind of have to think through that just a moment, that the fact is that Jesus dwells in you. Well, he didn't last night because I blew my cool, or he didn't last night because I did this. Well, let me tell you something. That is your flesh. That is not your spirit. Your spirit is perfect. Your spirit is perfect. Your spirit is holy. Your spirit is righteous. It's the Spirit of God that lies within inside of your spirit. But yet the flesh will sin every chance that you allow it to. And that's what we have to diligently, as I've been talking to you this week, diligently seeking the will of the Lord, Deuteronomy 28. And then if we will diligently seek the voice of the Lord, then he's going to set us upon high above all the nations in the earth, and we are going to be blessed due to the fact is that we are obeying God. See, we have to obey God. The anointing will break the yoke of bondage in people's lives, but we have to obey God. It's so important. It's so important. And I want to share that with you today because I don't believe the church is living where the church needs to be. I think the church has become a place where you check it off and you move on to the next thing. It's like people are fighting time within the church. Well, I'll spend 2 hours, but that's all I'm going to spend because I've got a lot to do. I was talking to some people the other day. I said, you know, Jesus is coming soon. I said, we haven't seen you in a while. What are you doing? Well, we don't know what we're doing. And I'm thinking, well, you do know what you're doing. You're not at church. And it just seems like that there's people that people will use the church. It just seems like every time that something goes wrong in their life, they'll call me, or they'll call and they'll say, hey, I need help here. But then after they get the problem fixed, they're back doing what they always did. You know how you know that? Because you see the pictures on Facebook of what they're doing. Well, I just don't have time to come to church. But yet they've got other things that they can do. But when their life's a mess, they'll call you to help fix it. And then you help them, and then you don't ever see them again. See, here's the thing. You have to understand that you have value in Christ. There is value in your life. You don't have to say, well, I'm just a wretched sinner. No, you're not. If you're saved, you're not a wretched sinner. You're not a sinner any longer because he has changed you. You have been transformed in the likeness and the newness of God because the word Christian means to be Christ-like. You say, well, I don't act very Christ-like. Well, you can. You can act Christ-like if you want to. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4. Let me give you this. Let me give you Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. We're talking about what is your anointing in. Basically, what are you skilled to do? You know, people have asked me that over the years. They've said, you know, I just don't know what God wants me to do. Well, what have you been through? What have you been through in your life? You know, it's hard for me to help a drug addict because I've never been on drugs. But I can encourage other ball-headed people. Why? Because I'm ball-headed. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Well, those that are listening to the podcast don't know that I'm ball-headed, but those that are watching on Facebook, you know that I'm ball-headed. And I work through it, you know. Just a thought. But I can help people that are ball headed. You know, if you're ball headed, man, suck it up. Suck it up, buttercup. There's other things that you could worry, that you could absolutely worry about besides that. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says this, "And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord," in one place, in one accord. I'm not talking about a Honda. They were in one accord. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were all sitting." There's a lot of alls in this particular four verses. "And there appeared unto them a cloven tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance." A lot of alls there. We are part of the heritage of God. He baptizes us with the Holy Ghost. We are anointed. We have an anointing from on high to be able to do His will. So here's the question. No matter how old you are, or no matter how young you are, what are you doing for Jesus? What are you doing for Jesus? Or are you one of those people that is unproductive for the kingdom of God? Are you unproductive? You say, well, what do you mean, am I unproductive? Well, if you're not productive to the kingdom of God, then you're unproductive to the kingdom of God. Are you leading people to Jesus? Are you going to church? Are you reading? Are you studying? Are you seeking God? I mean, are you involved in anything but the worldly things of the world? Are you doing anything that means something? That means something for the kingdom of God? What is your anointing in? So what have you been through? What have you been through in your life? What have you struggled with? Did you ever think that maybe that's your ministry? That your ministry is what you've gone through and what you're struggling with? Because let me tell you something. That could be the key. That could be the key. You've got to figure that out. You've got to figure out what God wants you to do, and then you've got to walk in that. And let me tell you something. Some of you, I know, have been through some horrible things. You've been through some rough times in your life. But, you know, those rough times are not to be forgot about. Yeah, you're supposed to move forward from those things, but you can help the same person, another person that's going through the same thing. You can help them through that process. Say, well, you know, I went through that. You know, I was just talking to, we have to get a new transponder for the airplane. It's about $500. So we were just talking on the phone, and they're up in Morgantown right now working on putting the transponder in the airplane. And so they were telling me about the landing. It was kind of rough up there today. It was wind shear off of the runway, and the wind was blowing. It was a crosswind, and the flag was straight out. And you know, I've flown in those kind of conditions before. Actually, I did a lot of my training in Braxton County and flying in those kind of conditions. And so, you know, you respect those things, but they don't bother you like they once did, because you learn to fly in those things. You learn. And see, that's what life does. Life will teach you things. Life will help you to go through things. And let me tell you something. Sometimes it'll just make you pucker sometimes, you know, when you're going through things. But God will help you. God will help you when you go through it. And He will continue to help you, because understand John 10:10, the devil is a liar. He's a thief. The devil does not want you to live the abundant life like Jesus wants you to live. He wants you to live that. Well, it just seems like one thing after another. Well, you know, you need to pray. You need to seek God's will, and you need to start binding and rebuking the things that are affecting you in your life, that are keeping you from where you need to be. Because God didn't make you that way. God said, Jesus said, that I come in John 10:10, and I've been reading that all week, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Well, there's a little bit to that. Not just abundant, but more abundantly. God wants us to enjoy this life. Jesus wants us to enjoy this life. Jesus wants us to have joy. But let me tell you something. You say, well, I'm a Christian, but where's your joy? Do you not have joy? In Psalm 28:7, it says this, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him." Wow. Isn't that awesome? The fact is that you are anointed to praise him. You are anointed to set the captives free. You say, well, how can I set the captives free if I'm not free myself? Well, you got to get free. It's just that simple. You just have to get free. Either somebody pray for you, get a man or a woman of God who's anointed of God so that they can pray for you. Pray that depression off of you. Pray that sickness off of you, because God wants you to be free. He wants you to be healthy. Say, well, I've struggled with this for years. Well, you don't have to. God wants to set you free. He came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Because the devil wants to kill you. The devil wants to destroy you. You got to figure out which side of the fence you're on. You're either serving the devil or you're serving God. But let me tell you something. If I'm going to serve God, then I want to be healthy. I want to be whole, and I want to be well, and I want to be doing the will of God, because I am anointed. You are anointed. We're all anointed. But if you're unproductive for the kingdom of God, then you're just going through the motions. I don't know about you, but time's short. Jesus is coming soon. I have no doubt that he's not. A lot of the preachers that I listen to are saying the same thing. We're reading the book of Revelation, and you can understand what the book of Revelation is saying. See, because in Revelation 21, I believe it's in 20 or 21, it talks about that the books are open. There's a book that's going to be open, and that's the Lamb's Book of Life. So if you're a Christian, then your name, if you've accepted Jesus into your life, then that your name would be in that book. But then the books were open. Well, the books are the works. The works, that's where your crowns are. That's where, you know, that's where your crowns are. So what I'm encouraging you to do is to examine your works. Examine your works. So what are you doing? Well, I'm just going through the motions of life. I'm just going through this, or I'm just going through that, and I'm really, just kind of doing the best I can. Well, that's not the abundant life. Woe is me is not the abundant life. Kicking the can down the street is not the abundant life. Have we all been there? Sure, we've all been there. But let me tell you something. For us to free others, we have to be free, but you have to be sick and tired of the sin. You have to be sick and tired of the sickness. You have to be sick and tired of those things for you to get better. Because let me tell you something. It's like telling somebody that they need to lose weight. Well, you know, until you get sick of being winded and can't do three or four steps without losing your breath, you probably won't. Until you get sick of it. See, you won't want to make a change until you get sick of the circumstances and the way you're living. How many people likes being broke? Not me. I don't want to be broke. So guess what? You can get sick and tired of being broke and do something to change it. Well, let me explain to you. Here's what's wrong with the world today, and you can see what's going on in Seattle and all these other places. And we've got a news story on that tonight out of Seattle that we're going to share on the Pulse WV Live tonight, where a preacher was up there witnessing. And it's an awesome story, and I think you'll like it. But what you have to understand is, with your calling and with what God wants you to do, you can't just go through the motions. You can't have victim mentality. These people that are protesting and that are up there, and they're just vandals. I mean, they're just tearing up stuff. And it's like, who are they? Who are they? Obviously, they don't have a job, because you can't go to work if you're, well, sir, I have to, I can't make it to work tomorrow because I have to go throw bricks in windows and burn Bibles and burn American flags, so I won't be there. These people are out of town. They're career protesters. And they're not anointed to do that. That's demonic. God is not in that kind of stuff. But the media will just absolutely blow that out of proportion. But they don't talk about the people that get saved. They don't talk about the revival that's taking place. They don't talk about, you know, what's going on in the world today. I want you to watch a story on, his name is Rob McCoy. Watch a story about him in California, in L.A. Very educated man. I encourage you to listen to his interviews. He has been cited for $10,000 because he opened his church, because he hasn't closed his church when they're telling him in L.A. they need to be closed. They're not social distancing, and they're not even wearing a mask. Church, I am encouraging you to find out who you are in Christ, because before this thing shuts down, you're going to have to know. You're going to have to know who you are in Christ. So the question that I'm asking you, are you unproductive for the kingdom of God? And if you are unproductive, basically that's dead weight to the kingdom of God. So what are you going to do to change it? How are you going to get better and not bitter over something? How are you going to do it? I'm glad you asked. Let me go back as we close out the message that I preached last Sunday morning. I encourage you to go to Facebook and YouTube. I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like our Facebook Gasaway page, the Pulse Gasaway page, and turn that little button on there where it'll tell you when we're live so that you'll know what's going on. Let me tell you something. You got to know who we are in Christ. Deuteronomy 28:1, it says this, if we fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, not just one or two or what's comfortable for you, but follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord God will set you high above all the nations on earth. You will be blessed. I promise you, you'll be blessed. If you tithe like you're supposed to, give like you should, you be obedient to the will of God. When the voice of the Lord speaks to you, convicts you over something, you stop doing it and you move forward and you go through the process of repentance over things, and you ask the Lord to help you never do it again. See, because the Lord is your strength and your shield, and that's where your joy is. In Psalm 28:7. Acts 2:1-4 talks about, and they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they all were baptized in the Holy Ghost. See, that's not just a selected few. See, I do not, and I do not and will not believe in predestination. All right, there I said it. I don't believe in predestination, because that means that some people will be saved and some people won't be saved, and that means God's already picked who was going to be saved. Well, I just read to you all. He said all, and all were baptized with the Holy Ghost. He says in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken heart. Do you have a broken heart? Jesus wants to heal your broken heart. To preach deliverance to the captive. Are you captive in some area of your life? You can be free. God can set you free of it. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. Somebody just sent money to the Pulse Church. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. God is so faithful. He's faithful in our church. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to recover sight to the blind. That's our Jesus. That's the Jesus that I serve. I don't know about the Jesus that you serve. Are you miserable? Are you sick? Are you afflicted? Are you down in the dumps? Do you not have joy? Are you taking 12 or 15 different kinds of medication just to survive? Let me tell you something. Jesus said right there, he came, he is anointed to preach to the poor, set the broken heart free, and to preach deliverance to the captivity, and to recover the sight to the blind, and to have liberty to those that are bruised. I'm telling you who Jesus is. Jesus wants to help you. Jesus wants to set you free. Churches aren't preaching this today. Pastors aren't preaching this today. They're preaching a sorrowful gospel. Well, you know, you're going to struggle in this life. He doesn't say that in the scripture, that you're going to struggle. He doesn't say that. He said that he came to give you life and for it to be more abundantly. So where do you go from here? Well, God wants you to be free. I know he does, because he wants me to be free, because I'm anointed. You're anointed also to set the captives free, to heal the broken heart, pray for the sick, and they shall recover. But it's hard to do that when you're sick, isn't it? It's hard to do that when you're not well. It's hard to do that when you're depressed. Let me pray for you today and believe God for your healing, for God to set you free, because he does want you to be set free. All these scriptures, go back and listen to this again and again. Share it with your friends. Share it with the friends that are depressed too. Share it with the ones that, and see, you have to be so careful. You have to be so careful to own things. Don't own things. I've had people tell me this. They say, well, would you pray for my depression? Well, who said you had to own it? You've made it yours. My depression. Would you pray for my depression? Would you pray for my dangling participle? Would you pray for my ingrown toenail? See, people like owning these things. They like owning their sickness because I think they like people to pity them. And let me tell you something. Jesus didn't pity him. He cast it out. And I pray whatever you're struggling with today, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. I speak to depression today, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I speak to cancer today, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I command these sicknesses that you're struggling with to be gone in Jesus' name. The person that's watching that has back pain, I pray healing. It's in your disc area. I pray healing in your disc area of your back. Pain be gone. Jesus, heal that person, and we thank you for setting them free in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, for that. I speak against high blood pressure. I command blood pressure to be gone in Jesus' name. Here's the thing. Do you want to continue to be unproductive for the kingdom of God? You have a darkened church in 2 years, 3 years maybe. Well, I got hurt. I got my feelings hurt, and something happened, and this kind of thing. I couldn't tell you how many times I've heard that story. And guess what? I was the person that may have hurt the feelings. But let me tell you something. I preach the Word of God. I have people that sit there in church service and roll their eyes sometimes when I preach something because they don't believe it. They want to be critical, you know, but that's okay. I'm just glad they show up. But let me tell you something. I know the Word of God, and I know who I am in Christ. You need to learn who you are in Christ and know who you are in Christ. And let me tell you something. There's many things that you put up with that you don't have to put up with because they're from the enemy. Because John 10:10, he said he wants to steal from you. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. But you, my friend, you Christian brother, sister, that has the righteousness of God running through your veins, you don't have to put up with that. You don't have to put up with it. You got to find the scripture, stick to the scripture, hold on to the scripture, and quote it back to the devil and tell him to loose his hold. Because the devil only has the power that you give him. If you give him power over your mind and you say, well, I'm depressed, well, there you go. You've opened the door. Well, I've got this, or I've got that, or I'll never amount to anything. Well, you keep saying that, you're going to continue to be an unproductive Christian for the kingdom of God. I don't want to be that way. Our time is short. We don't have much time. It's time to almost get out of here. And let me tell you something. When he opens those books that has our works in it, I'm hoping that there's some things that I can cast back at the feet of Jesus when I get there. But let me tell you something. The power of the Holy Ghost runs through us. Let me tell you, I want to explain to you something else, and I'll let you go, because I know it's probably close to the time for you to go back to work. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of you is more powerful than the devil. It's more powerful than one-third of the demons that were cast out of heaven with Satan. You have to remember, two-thirds are still with us. Who's fighting our battle? Jesus is fighting our battle. He's at the right hand with the Father making intercession for you and me. He's there. He knows. So what is your anointing in? You can go in a grocery store and see somebody that's sick and pray for them right now and watch God deliver them. How do you know he will? Well, the Bible says, pray for the sick and they shall recover. It's what the Word of God says. Pray for the sick and they shall recover. You say, well, what if they don't? Well, what if they do? God's faithful. Hope your bologna sandwich and me have helped you today. I want to tell you about a couple things. Don't forget about the Pulse WV Live tonight. Starts at 7 o'clock around that vicinity. At that time, we have John Sandy, Christy Fowler, Tim Morris, along with myself, and our daughter, Lindsay Prater, who will be engineering the process tonight. And we're going to cover a lot of great things. And then I encourage you to watch some of these messages that are out there on the Pulse Winfield and the Pulse Gasaway. You have got to get the Word of God. Let me explain to you. Here's my legal pad. This is my legal pad. And you see all these notes? These are preachers that I watch on a regular basis. Well, I watched a preacher just before I got here and took 2.5 pages of notes. You've got to get it in you. You've got to get the Word of God inside of you so that you will not sin. The Bible says that if you hide the Word in your heart, you shall not sin against Him. So you've got to know the Word. And the Word will set you free. You want to be free? I pray you do. Sunday morning's coming. If you're looking for a place to attend church, go to our website, thepulsewv.com. It shows you where both facilities are. The Winfield campus has moved to the Copper House down in Hurricane right now because we meet in the Christian school, or the school over in Winfield, the middle school. And right now they're not allowed to meet over there because of the coronavirus. And so we're praying for God to open doors for the Winfield campus. But you can find information out there. And if you're looking for a church, if you're looking for a church in Braxton County or Kanawha County surrounding areas, we have people that are driving from Kanawha County, all over Kanawha County, Clay County. We've got people coming from all over the place to the Braxton County location. And so I encourage you to be a part of that. And if not, you can watch us live. We were having some internet trouble last night in Gasaway, so pray over that for me that we don't have any major trouble on Sunday morning because we want to get the word out and get the word out of there. So I'm thankful. Thanks for spending time with me today. Let me pray for you. Jesus, I pray over the ones that are watching this message or listening to it on podcast. And Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you'll help them to walk in victory. Help them to walk in the newness of God. Help them not to be an unproductive person for the kingdom of God. Help us to be productive, Jesus. Now, you may be watching and you're sick in your body. Let me pray for you. Jesus, I pray for the ones that are sick today that are watching, and I pray healing. God, I know they don't want to be sick. And Father, I pray that you heal them in the name of Jesus, whatever ails them, in Jesus' name. I pray for the mind to be still, for the mind to be sound in the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible says, that you would have a sound mind, that you would have power, love, and a sound mind. Google that one. That's a great scripture. I could tell you where it is, but I want you to look it up. And you may be watching and you're unsaved. Father, I just pray for the ones that are unsaved. If you want to accept Jesus Christ into your life right now, it's not by accident that you're watching. Just repeat this. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come to my life and live. I ask you, God, to help me. I ask you to baptize me in your Holy Spirit with power. And Lord, use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, let us know that you got that you accepted Jesus. That's the only way to get to heaven. Oprah does not have it right. She says that there are many ways to get to heaven. There are not. There's only one way, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. You must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. You must be born again. And so that's the only way to get there. You can't get there on good works. You have to get there by a change of your heart. Well, thanks for watching. We'll see you tonight on the Pulse WV Live at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, all the way from Putnam County, West Virginia. Enjoy the rest of your lunch and enjoy the rest of your work day.